Usher kept a wary distance from Vahir. Now that the man's voice was free, he could command. However, he was touching nothing except for the metal chains, and metal was very difficult to awaken. It had never been alive, and it was far from the form of a man. Even during the height of his power, Vahir himself had only managed to awaken metal on a few select occasions. Of course, some extremely powerful awakeners could bring objects to life that they weren't touching, but which were in the sound of their voice. That, however, required the ninth heightening. Even Vahir didn't have that much breath. In fact, Vahir knew of only one living person who did, the God King himself. That meant Vahir was probably safe. Vahir contained a great wealth of breath, but had nothing to awaken. Vahir walked around the chained man, finding it very difficult to offer any sympathy. Vahir had earned his fate. Yet the priests would not let him die while he held so much breath. If he died, it would be wasted, gone, irretrievable. Not even the government of Halandrin, which had such strict laws about the buying and passing of breath, could let such a treasure slip away. They wanted it badly enough to forestall the execution of even a high-profile criminal like Vahir. In retrospect, they would curse themselves for not leaving him better guarded. But then, Vahir had been waiting 2 years for an opportunity like this one.
Well, give me the breath, Vahir. I doubt you have the skill of a God King's torturers, Vahir. And I've withstood them for 2 weeks now.
You'd be surprised, but that doesn't matter. You are going to give me your breath. You know you have only two choices. Give it to me, or give it to them. You don't have much time to consider. Any moment now, someone is going to discover the dead guards outside. The alarm will be raised. I'll leave you. You will be tortured again, and you will eventually break. Then all the power you've gathered will go to the very people you vowed to destroy.
Vahir stared at the floor. Vahir let him hang for a few moments and could see that the reality of the situation was clear to him. Finally, Vahir looked up at Vahir.
That thing you bear, it's here in the city.
Vahir nodded.
Screams I heard earlier. It caused them.
Vahir nodded again.
How long will you be in Taitalir?
For a time. A year, perhaps.
Will you use it against them?
My goals are my own to know, Vahir. Will you take my deal or not? Quick death in exchange for those breaths. I promise you this. Your enemies will not have them.
It's yours.
Vahir reached over, resting his hand on Vahir's forehead. Careful not to let any part of his clothing touch the man's skin, lest Vahir draw forth color for awakening. Vahir didn't move. He looked numb. Then, just as Vahir began to worry that the prisoner had changed his mind, Vahir breathed. The color drained from him, the beautiful iridescence. The aura that had made him look majestic despite his wounds and chains. It flowed from his mouth, hanging in the air, shimmering like mist. Vahir drew it in, closing his eyes.
My life to yours. My breath become yours.
The breath flooded into Vahir. And everything became vibrant. His brown cloak now seemed deep and rich in color. The blood on the floor was intensely red, as if aflame. Even Vahir's skin seemed a masterpiece of color, the surface marked by deep black hairs, blue bruises, and sharp red cuts. It had been years since Vahir had felt such life. He fell to his knees as it overwhelmed him, and he had to drop a hand to the stone floor to keep himself from toppling over.
How did I live without this?
Vahir knew that his senses hadn't actually improved, yet he felt so much more alert, more aware of the beauty of sensation. When he touched the stone floor, he marveled at its roughness and the sound of wind passing through the thin dungeon window up above. It had always been that melodic? How could he not have noticed?
Keep your part of the bargain.
Usher noted the tones in his voice, the beauty of each one, how close they were to harmonics. Usher had gained perfect pitch, a gift for anyone who reached the second heightening. It would be good to have that again. Usher could, of course, have up to the fifth heightening at any time if he wished. That would require certain sacrifices he wasn't willing to make. And so he forced himself to do it the old-fashioned way, by gathering breaths from people like Bahir. Usher stood, then pulled out the colorless scarf he had used earlier. He tossed it over Bahir's shoulder, then breathed. Usher didn't bother making the scarf have human shape, didn't need to use a bit of his hair or skin for a focus, though he did have to draw the color from his shirt. Usher met Vahir's resigned eyes.
Strangle things.
Usher's fingers touched the quivering scarf. It twisted immediately, pulling away a large yet now inconsequential amount of breath. The scarf quickly wrapped around Vahir's neck, tightening, choking him. Bahir didn't struggle or gasp. He simply watched Usher with hatred until his eyes bulged and he died.